Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. For the last number of weeks now, we've been on a subject we're calling the joy of faith. The joy of faith. Nehemiah 8, the people had backslid for years, and under the leadership of Nehemiah and Ezra the priest, they were getting back to God. In verse 9, Nehemiah, which is their Teshatha, Nehemiah 8, 9, Ezra the priest, the scribe, the Levites that taught the people, said to the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Go with me over to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 12 and 25. Oh, glory to God. This is a lot more than a note-taking session. A number of people can receive healings tonight, right here, right while you sit. You won't have to do one other thing. While you're sitting, act on the word and begin to rejoice. Now, you don't have to make a whole lot of noise. Now, it's all right to get loud and rejoice, but you don't have to make a whole lot of noise to rejoice. It's a glad heart. But the reason I'm talking about it is because you can also resist it. I know a relative of ours, one of the first meetings that they came to when we came near their home, they had a place on the front row for them. And this was early days of our ministry, and it was a sizable meeting, but I was real young in ministry. And as I'm preaching, they were sitting right there, and I noticed they would they'd begin to laugh. And then they'd do this. Because they grew up in a group of believers that you don't do that. Not in church. No. You know? And I don't know, maybe she got pinched a bunch. I don't know. But anyway, we'd go in a few minutes and she'd forget. And she'd just laugh and run out loud. And then she'd go, Why am I saying that? Because you can resist what the Spirit of God is trying to do with you in joy to help you and heal you. You can suppress it. You can push it down. You can quench the Spirit. Another word for quench would be to smother, like a flame or something. You can smother it out. Now, I know that's a bad thought, but people are doing this all over the place. People are resisting the Holy Spirit. For one reason, they don't realize it's Him. They don't realize it's Him. But He will manifest in joy. Do you remember on the coming of the Holy Spirit, the falling of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost? What was the effect on them when they got filled with the Spirit? And so, well, they spoke in tongues. Yeah, but that ain't all they did. That's not all they did. They come a tumbling out of that upper room. Is that right? Speaking in tongues. And what did the people say? They didn't just say, "Isn't it amazing to hear all these languages?" Because you could come down all dignified, single file, speaking in different languages. No, there was something else. They said, this bunch is drunk. Didn't they say that? This bunch is drunk. And Peter had to tell him, look, it's only what, 9 o'clock in the morning? Ain't nobody drunk. We're not drunk as you think. Because Ephesians says, don't be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And this reveals the kind of spirit He is and that we have. You remember Jesus told the disciples, the sons of thunder, when they wanted to call fire down on those folks because they didn't act like they was going to receive Jesus. He said, you don't know what kind of spirit you're of. No, we're not calling fire down on people today. And you have to say that even to some good believers sometimes, because how many ministers and good Christian people have gotten so sober and so serious and so judgmental and argumentative about doctrines and things, and it's just for months and years now, they're having no fun. They're so rigidly righteous and so doctrinally correct. They think, they imagine. But this no joy, no peace, dull life is not the right spirit. This combative, argumentative, holier than thou, judgmental, that's not the right spirit. That's not the right spirit. Not the right spirit.
Come on.
Mm-mm. You're not supposed to go around straightening everybody out. Who made you? The Holy Ghost police. Huh? Here's another great word. Are you ready? Everybody awake? You're not supposed to say everything you think. And you're not supposed to do something about everything you see. And everything you recognize.
Amen.
There are times you're going to see things so clear, and what people need to do is going to be so obvious to you. And if you listen to the Spirit of God, you won't say one word. And you won't do one thing.
Amen.
The Lord told me this years ago, early in ministry, because I made some mistakes like all of you have. Trying to tell people things that I knew they needed. He said, it's not what you know, what I know. It's not what they need. It's what will they receive. It's not what I know and see. It's not what they need. It's what will they receive. And there's only one person who knows that. And that's the Holy Spirit. And if we listen to Him, He'll show us. And that's not in my notes anywhere, but did you find Proverbs?
Yeah.
Proverbs 12. It says, heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad.
Amen.
Heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, go down, but a good word has the opposite effect, makes it glad. The Young's literal translation says it like this, sorrow in the heart of a man bows down. That's the same thing we saw in our text, right? He said, quit sorrowing. Why? Because that's just going to hurt you. 2 Corinthians talked about, what is it, chapter 7, the sorrow of the world works death. To be carnally minded is death, Romans says. It's not just an unenjoyable thing. Sorrow can kill stuff in you. Sorrow can weaken your immune system to the point it won't fight off things. And you have problems you should have never had. You know, there's enough bacteria, viruses, in the air we're breathing, in the water we're drinking, in all the food we eat, to kill us 1,000 times over. The thing that's preventing that is the defense systems in our body. And a strong immune system and a strong body, all kind of stuff can be trying to hurt you and you never know it. Because your immune system is taking care of it. You never know it. But sorrow can weaken you. Sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. Holding on to bitterness. No joy, no peace is actually weakening your mind and your body, your emotions. It's making you weaker every hour and every day. And if you do this for month after month, you can be destroyed.
Amen.
Come on. Medical science researchers are slowly beginning to catch on to this. They're beginning to see some of these things. It's always been this way. These verses have been in here a long time.
Amen.
Haven't they?
Yes.
They were true when he said it. They're still true now.
Amen.
Well, if we know this, we're just going to keep on sorrowing?
No.
Acting like we can't help it? Say it again. The joy.
Of the Lord
is my strength. Well, what if you need some strength? What if you need some strength? I got to tap into some joy. Do I have anything to do with this? Can I access joy? Can I initiate some things that'll cause joy? It's true. Look at the 15th chapter and the 13th verse. 15:13. Again, we'll read the Young's literal. Proverbs 15:13, Young's literal says, a joyful heart makes glad the face.
Yes.
It's kind of like an indicator with a switch. You know, a lot of indicators, when you turn the switch on, light comes on. Right? Says on. And if the heart's glad, the face, if the heart's joyful, the face is glad.
Amen.
Sometimes people will try to tell you, well, I got a lot of gladness in my heart, you know, deep down. I know I look kind of grouchy, but, you know, you just can't tell. No, I'm sorry. That's not how it works. No. Continually grouchy countenance, not a glad heart. Not a joyful heart. No. It affects your face. It does.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.